This is a morning to marvel at who won Oscars last night and who didn't quite. Boyhood was a deeply moving film but did not win Best Picture. Grand Budapest Hotel did okay, but Bill Murray really should have won for Best Supporting Hotel Concierge. Those who did manage big wins at the Academy Awards included Birdman. Michael Keaton plays a movie star trying to make a comeback on stage in New York.
You're not important. Get used to it.
We'll make a comeback.
You can do it. You hear me? You are.
Birdman!
NPR's Mandalay Del Barco has more on the Oscars.
Birdman flew away with four Academy Awards. The Best Picture winner had been filmed to seem like one seamless shot, and that earned its cinematographer, Emmanuel Chivo Lubezki, an Oscar, an unprecedented 2 years in a row. Writer and director Alejandro González Iñárritu picked up an award for his screenplay and another as Best Director.
Tonight, I am wearing the real Michael Keaton tighty-whities.
Iñárritu didn't just joke about his lead actor's costume in the film. He also talked backstage about the challenge of getting an unusual film like this made. When he accepted his Best Director award on stage, he dedicated it to his fellow Mexicans.
I pray that we can find and build the government that we deserve and the ones that live in this country who are part of the latest generation of immigrants in this country. I just pray that they can be treated with the same dignity and respect of the ones who came before and build this incredible immigrant nation. Thank you very much.
Wes Anderson's quirky comedy, The Grand Budapest Hotel, won four Oscars for its costume design, makeup and hairstyling, production design, and best original score by Alexandre Desplat. All the other Best Picture nominees came away with at least one award. American Sniper, the biggest box office draw of the group, won for Best Sound Editing. But Whiplash, a movie that didn't sell many tickets, picked up three awards, including one for Best Supporting Actor J.K. Simmons. In the Best Actress category, Julianne Moore won for her role as a professor who is coping with the early stages of Alzheimer's disease.
Thank you so much. I read an article that said that winning an Oscar could lead to living 5 years longer. If that's true, I'd really like to thank the Academy because my husband is younger than me.
British actor Eddie Redmayne got his award for portraying theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. Backstage, Redmayne talked about training and dance for the physically challenging role. On stage, he seemed blown away.
This Oscar, wow! this Oscar, this belongs to all of those people around the world battling ALS.
Another Best Picture nominee, The Imitation Game, is the true story of codebreaker and pioneering computer scientist Alan Turing, who was prosecuted for being a gay man in 1950s England. Graham Moore adapted Turing's biography into a screenplay that earned an Oscar. His acceptance speech was also dramatic.
When I was 16 years old, I tried to kill myself because I felt weird and I felt different and I felt like I did not belong. And now I'm standing here. And so I would like for this moment to be for that kid out there who feels like she's weird or she's different or she doesn't fit in anywhere. Yes, you do. I promise you do. You do. Stay weird, stay different. And then when it's your turn and you are standing on the stage, please pass the same message to the next person who comes along. Thank you so much.
Richard Linklater's coming-of-age film Boyhood had been a frontrunner for many of the top awards, but in the end, the film that took 12 years to make only got one Academy Award for supporting actress Patricia Arquette. In her speeches backstage and onstage, she brought up a number of issues important to her, ranging from ecological sanitation in the developing world to equal pay for women.
To every woman who gave birth, to every taxpayer and citizen of this nation, we have fought for everybody else's equal rights. It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
Another woman who won an Oscar last night was Laura Poitras. Her documentary Citizen Four featured Edward Snowden and the U.S. government surveillance programs he revealed.
when the most important decisions being made affecting all of us are made in secret, we lose our ability to check the powers that control.
This year's Academy Awards were widely criticized for a lack of diversity. Nominees in all 20 acting categories were white, an issue host Neil Patrick Harris joked about in his opening monologue.
Tonight we honor Hollywood's best and whitest, sorry, brightest.
Some civil rights groups had planned to protest outside the ceremony, but Selma director Ava DuVernay reportedly convinced them to begin a dialogue with the Academy instead. DuVernay would have been the first African-American woman in the Best Director category. She was not nominated. Neither was actor David Oyelowo, who portrayed Martin Luther King Jr. in the movie. The biopic picked up just one award for Best Song. Glory was performed on stage by Common, John Legend, and a large choir on a set replicating the legendary Alabama Bridge that was key in the civil rights movement.
Oh, glory.
The performance got a standing ovation, and there were tears in the audience. In accepting the award, John Legend said he and Common wrote the song for events of 50 years ago, but the issues still resonate.
The struggle for freedom and justice is real. We lived in the most incarcerated country in the world. There are more black men under correctional control today than were under slavery in 1850. When people are marching with our song, we want to tell you we are with you, we see you, we love you, and march on. God bless you.
Thank you, Thank you.
John Legend also quoted from singer Nina Simone that it's an artist's duty to reflect the times in which they live. By addressing so many issues, the winners at last night's Oscars attempted to do just that. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.